Shall we pray? Father, I ask that you will speak into our hearts this morning, that you will just give us that light into who you are, and just to help us to draw close to you and to be able to reach out to others. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. I believe that we've been preaching about the mission statement of this church, which hopefully we're all beginning to remember. Joyfully connecting Jesus with the community of High Green through a shared journey of hope, service, and love. Well, from the readings, really both readings this morning, I just wanted to start by thinking about God as a community. He's the perfect community, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They're a perfect community and they're perfectly in unity with one another. And I'm not talking about the Trinity this morning because it's as much a mystery to me as it is to you and to everyone else. But we do know that God is three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and he is that perfect community. And Jesus said several times, we read in John's Gospel, he talks about being in the Father. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Well, when we become a Christian, when we come into God's family, we become part of that community of God. We are in Christ Jesus. And if you want to know more about what being in Christ Jesus means, your homework is go home and read Ephesians chapter 1. And just picking up one verse, it said, "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation." So we're brought into that community of God. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we're baptized into this community. And this is the Great Commission where we read at the end of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." So we're being brought into this Trinity, into this community. So we're very much, I suppose, are familiar with, the grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And perhaps we say that without really thinking too much about it. But we are part of Father, Son and Holy Spirit. In John 17, Jesus prays for all believers. And he prays for the unity of all believers, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. And may they also be in us so that the world may believe that you sent me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. So we become that community of believers, not just our own little church, our own little group, but the community of believers worldwide. But just I want us to think of our community of us church. It's perhaps a little bit easier to think in that way. And I suppose we're not perfect. We're never in perfect unity, although we try to, and we've perhaps got some way to go. But as we progress in our unity for one another, that shows the world outside, that shows the community outside that God is real. And as we are a community of believers, we are drawn into the community of God. It doesn't end there, because our desire is to see others drawn into that community. So I just got this picture in my mind when I started to think about this sermon, because I just got the title community and I thought, oh, right, what do I say about that? And I just kind of got a picture of three circles, and the community of God is in the centre, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. Community of believers around the edge being drawn towards that community of God. And the community outside of that, who don't yet know Christ, being drawn through the community of believers to the community of God. And I believe that's what the biblical picture of community is. So what about this community of not yet believers, shall we call them? The community of High Green. Many parts of this community are fractured, they're broken, there's disunity, there's division. There are those in need and those struggling. There are those with no compassion for those who are in need and struggling, which brings division. But our community, both rich and poor and those in between, everyone needs Jesus, needs to be brought into the community of God. So how can we allow God to use us? God, it's God's heart that people are drawn to him. We know that. How can God use us to draw others into the community of God? How can we be the presence of God in High Green? To be salt, to be light, to be the fragrance of Jesus to those that we live along, among those we meet every day. How can we make a difference? And I think it's not just about being nice to people. It's not just about smiling at everyone or saying hello or helping someone across the road. There's more to it than that. Although that's good, we'll start there. But we need to build genuine relationships with the people of our community. And I was thinking about this, and there are lots of links and relationships already being built up. I was thinking about up at Angram. We're very much involved in the Tenants and Residents Association, and within that we've always been given not more than permission. Our stall has been welcomed every year, where we give away Jesus balloons and children's Bible stories and other material, and it seems that our stall's a regular feature, and it's just we're expected to be there. But that is through the relationship with the Tenants Association, and also our involvement with Kinsey Road Sheltered Housing, because we not only go in on a Sunday once a month for a favourite hymn service, we go in every Thursday for a Bible study. And of course, some of our Tara meetings are there. And so we meet, just sort of meet all interlinks. And as Christians, we're interlinking, relating to people, actually getting to know people very well. And of course, there's Kids Church. And at the moment, we seem to have a lot of mums coming to bring their children and mums coming to take them home and chatting with them. And those relationships are building up. Here, the snapshots, building up relationships with other parents. That's so important. And the Thursday group, relating to those suffering from Alzheimer's, and Genesis, relating to the youth of this community. It all matters, and it's all so important. It's all long-term stuff. It's not an instant fix, but we need to relate to others, to get to know them. And in that way, people will perhaps have a desire for God through our faith. And of course, we've got the project, and that's building relationships with those who are struggling, but also those who want to come in and help with that. And of course, with the churches who want to help with that. And not forgetting our harvest lunch next Sunday, the shepherd's pie. Simon's asked me to say, please, can you all come and eat? I don't know if there'll be enough food. Perhaps it'll be like the feeding of the 5,000, it might be. Please stay for lunch. And hoping some of us are coming from Angram, and I'm just kind of trying to get hold of people that use the food bank to kind of encourage them to come. But there's just many ways to relate to the community. There's the Health Network Committee, if you're kind of into anything like that. There's High Green Action Group, High Green in Bloom, you know. So there's something for you, I'm sure. And I think as Christians in the past, maybe we've just sat back and we've prayed for people, and we've perhaps had friends, but we can take more action within our community and build up those relationships. And it is only when we really get to know people properly, and I don't mean in a superficial way, that we can be that salt and light and the fragrance of Jesus. We can make a difference. And people will begin to take us seriously. And just thinking about being on the Tara. I mean, I joined the Tara because I didn't realise what I joined. I thought I joined the project at the time, not St. Saviour's project, a different project, but at least the building. And I thought, well, we're a user of the building. I ought to be on this project committee. So I went to the first committee meeting to find I was on the Tara, the tenants. Anyway, I've stayed there, as have several more of us. And as new people have joined that committee, I've always sensed there's been this suspicion of the Christians on there. And then as time goes on, we kind of accept it. It's such a process, such a journey. It really has taken quite a number of years. And of course, it's important that people get to know us, because There are so many false stereotypes about what Christians are. I mean, I don't watch EastEnders, but if you've ever seen Dot on there, I can't cope with it. But if people see that and think, oh, that's what Christians are, we don't want anything to do with that. Or sometimes it might be seen as a bunch of hypocrites or a bunch of do-gooders or misguided souls in the 21st century. That's because they don't know us. They don't think, oh, well, that person down there, they go to church, they must be, strange. Once they get to know us, they realise that our faith is real, that it makes a difference in our lives. And it is just so important to build up these relationships. So the end of our mission statement, it says, with a shared journey of hope, service and love. I think it starts with love, actually. To accept other people for who they are, not to be judgmental, to have genuine compassion for people. Even if they don't have the same values as us, we can love them and have compassion. To serve others, to give ourselves in a sacrificial way, maybe sacrificing an afternoon or an evening, or maybe it's something to do with money. But to serve in humility and to give hope, to bring hope. Of course, the hope that's in Jesus, the hope that's in this community of God, brings freedom. People are set free. It brings forgiveness. The guilt is wiped away. It brings friendship, friendship with Jesus and friendship with other believers and fulfillment of life. There is so much to be had in this community of God. I have a friend who had a vision. I don't think he's had many visions. Perhaps this was the only one. And it was a vision of the cross. And he saw Jesus stretched out on the cross in his vision. And then he saw that Jesus was actually, behind Jesus was the Father, stretched out, holding him. And then kind of within Jesus, he saw himself stretched out on the cross. And within himself, the Holy Spirit. And I've never, ever forgotten that. That we are filled with the Spirit, embraced by Jesus, embraced by the Father. That is what it means to be in the community of God. That's what it means in a personal way. But if you think about all believers being in the community of God in this way, I think it is a really helpful picture. And as we see ourselves in the community of God, as we realise that we are in Christ, we're in the Father, we have the Holy Spirit in us, if we kind of really grasp that, and it's a kind of spiritual insight, then it is so much easier to relate to other people in the community. It's not a chore, it's not, oh, a duty, it's not, oh, I've got to go and do this or be on this committee. It's not. It should be a joy to actually be with others. And in some way, through prayer and through being through friendship and through things we say. I mean, even, say on the tenants committee, things come up, moral questions, right? Ethical questions. And as Christians on there, we say, well, actually, we shouldn't be doing this. You see what I mean? That's being salt and light in an ordinary, everyday situation. But we're taking the community of God into the Kai Green and drawing people into the arms of God's love, into his embrace. Amen.